customer support. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
I received a charge on my credit card, and I never signed up for the service. I've been trying to email this company, and it gets sent back, so the email isn't even a legit email. Okay. I've disputed it with my credit card as well.
Okay, what's your name?
My last name is Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T. First name is Janet, J-A-N-E-T.
You verify your email address or your mailing address?
The email address is jkj102dal@gmail.com.
Okay, so I do have that account pulled up, and it does show that you have a charge for $59.89, and it's saying that you enter into a giveaway to win a prize. You enter that giveaway by subscribing to this monthly meal plan app, which includes meal plans and recipe guides to eat better.
That is right. I haven't received anything, and also the same exact day, I have emailed almost every day since then, and the company email is not legitimate. It is returned to me every single time. So I do not want this service. I want it canceled, and I have been trying to cancel that since 5/29. That giveaway actually signed me up to 6 different things that I did not authorize.
Okay. Well, we can go ahead and cancel that subscription for you. I do have a cancellation number if you would like to write that down.
Sure.
Okay. It is C, as in Charlie, 920-793-228.
And that will also cancel the charge on my card?
Well, since you've already disputed with your bank, you have to have the bank to call in, or you can call in with them on the line, and we can discuss a refund.
Right. All I've done is flagged the charge. So that's why I'm contacting you, but you can just cancel it and refund it to my card.
Okay. No, I can cancel it, but they will have to call back in, or you can call with them on the line.
And why is that?
Because once you state that you disputed it, that's the company's protocol.
Interesting. Okay, so can you explain to me why the company's email address is not correct?
I mean, I don't know which email you use. I'm with a third-party call center. We do assist with this company.
Interesting. So this company, specifically on the website, I'm trying to pull it up right now. You can actually click on the email directly from the website, and then it sends it directly back to me and says mail delivery undeliverable. And so the email that is posted on the website with a link is cs@essentialtrendsandhealth.com.
Okay. I'm not sure about
that.
So
this is definitely not a legit company, and that is why I'm calling. It's fraud.
Okay, ma'am. Well, I do apologize for that, but we did get that subscription canceled, and like I said, we can discuss a refund if you can have the bank to call back in, or you can call back with them on the line.
And so is there any way I can speak with somebody from the company, and you can send something for that?
I mean, I can give
because
you
because I just received an email right now as we're talking to you, and it says Bites Hub customer service canceled, and it is the number that you gave me. But if you give me just 1 second, I actually already canceled that on May 29th. I got the email back, and I'm just trying to read it right. Yep. I sent an email, said cancel immediately. This is not what I'm looking for, and the terms were not clear. I got an email back from Bites Hub customer service with, I'm just double check, the same exact number that you just sent me, and it was never taken care of. So I already did this on May 29th, and so it is an illegal charge. This is a fraudulent company and charge.
Well, I do apologize for any misunderstanding, but like I said, they can discuss a refund if you can call back with your bank on the line.
So there's no way to get a hold of this company?
No, I mean, I don't have we're with a third-party call center. I can go ahead and submit a request for someone from that company to reach out to you and give you a call or an email.
Yeah, I would like that then, because I'm not so sure, sorry for your inconvenience, but they're legit. You're working for a third-party fraudulent company. It doesn't even exist.
Okay, well, I will go ahead and submit that request for you.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support.